to tender the apology of the minister. She's attending the cabinet committee today. So she has requested me to be here. I have apologized the other side.
Okay, I think that is noted, Deputy Minister. But Honorable Msani, are you happy with the response from the Deputy Minister?
I'm waiting to find out if the Acting Director General Chairperson is in this meeting.
Okay, let us find out.
I have a point of privilege prior to the department having to address us as members of parliament.
Okay, Honorable Sunny, let's find out that who is who here from the department. Then if the acting DG is here, then it will then answer your question. If he's not, then I will allow you maybe to raise a follow-up on your point of privilege, if there's something you want to raise.
Thank you very much, Chair.
Can we get an indication? Can you get an indication from the department who is here?
Chair.
And can you see the faces for a while thereafter? If you want to switch off the camera, you can. But when you are introducing yourself, I would appreciate, because we might not know the faces.
Good yes, morning.
Okay.
Good morning, yes, Chair. Thank you very much. Thank you, Chair. My name is Zahir Lahir. I'm the Acting Chief Director of the United Nations from the department. I also wish to tender the apologies of the Acting DG, who unfortunately is not able to be here today. Myself and my colleague, as the Deputy Minister has indicated, have been asked by the Acting DG to present on our respective areas of work.
Okay, so you said it's you who is Mr. Zahir Lahir and Asmal, the two of you.
Good morning.
Yes, Mr. Asmal.
Good morning, Your Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. My name is Ghulam Asmal, and I will be presenting the African Union perspective, the report on the African Union, the silencing of the guns, and the African Free Trade Agreement presentation. Thank you very much, Chair.
Okay, thanks very much, Mr. Asmal and Mr. Lahir. Let me go back to you, Honorable Stanis. We have seen the two officials coming from the department, and they've tendered the apology for the acting DG. So are you happy so that we can proceed with our business of the day?
No, Chairperson, I am not happy, number one. Although I would want to reserve my point of privilege, because it was specifically to the acting director general of this department. Secondly, when the agenda was raised, it acknowledged apologies and welcome, and this committee as members, we adopted it. It was never raised that the acting director general is present. We only received an apology of the minister after adoption of the agenda, Director General sends employees to this meeting without informing you as the chairperson, which we find very disrespectful, because firstly, the DG accounts to this committee, as well as the political heads which head the department, account to this committee. but we get deployees to be sent with even our chairperson not knowing that the acting DG will be present. So chairperson, with your higher powers and your knowledge, could you please rectify this moving forward? But I will park my point of privilege until we have the presence of the DG. And we need to make sure that we do not just bring the department to come and present in front of this committee in the absence of their head, which is the acting Director General, Ambassador Losi. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Msani, for that comment. I think those are very good points, and I think my apology on my side for not asking apologies formally from Mr. Skwela. Nevertheless, there were apologies forwarded and expected that by the department, by the minister, and also the two officials that are here. But I take your point that in future, and I think Mr. Skwela, we must record this, in future, if there is going to apologies, as is normally the case in the procedure, the office, your office or the office of the chairperson must be advised in advance. And then that apology should be recorded as such and becomes a formal, because it's also coming as a written apology. And then maybe what we should also add, that in future we should not accept verbal apologies, except in exceptional cases, because the meeting schedule is given to all of us in advance. So only apologies that are coming through the office of the chair, through Mr. Skwela, we will entertain as a committee going forward. And then those that are verbal, then we will look at them. I'm looking at the hands. I see you, Honorable Chetty. I'm noting you, Swart, and Beckman. But you can wait for me to finish my sentence before interjecting, Mr. Honorable Chetty. So that's what I was highlighting. I think, thank you very much, Honorable Msani, for picking that up. And then in future, we must make sure that things are done according to the meeting procedures. Honorable Chetty?
Thank you, Chair, and my apologies for the interjection. I just wasn't sure whether, as your new role as the acting chair, whether you were watching the hands on the side. But my apologies for that, Chair. Just some revolutionary antics that I heard after your watch. Chair, I agree with what the Honorable Msani has said. I also want to say this much. We were not given the reason for the acting DG's absence. We've got a reason for the minister who is attending cabinet meeting. We haven't received a reason for the DG, the acting DG. And I also agree, Chairperson, that I think we want to get off on the right foot. We all know what has happened. We all know the issues that have been happening lately in the department. And I think it's only fair that the acting DG is present when we start this, because the previous DG was at the meetings as well. I don't want to have a situation where it becomes the he said, she said, 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 and then we're told that the new acting DG is still trying to find his feet and try to get along. It was raised in our last meeting with the minister as well. So I want to agree that we do not continue as Honorable Msani has proposed. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, Honorable Swartz.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, mine is that if I had seen that the DG is not here, I don't think I would have even raised my hand to adopt this agenda, because the DG has to present officials here. It was agreed in this committee that the DG should attend our committee meetings all the time. And also, Chair, what is being presented here today derives from the first and second quarter reportings on what the department was going to deliver. So it means that these officials here today are presenting themselves to us without the DG, and we are talking about presentations which has a bearing on the first and second quarter reports. So for me, Chair, I don't even see how do we proceed in a first meeting where an acting DG is supposed to be here. Our first meeting, the acting DG is not here, but I'm talking my own view and comment, Chair. I don't know what the other committee members feel, but for real, we proceed with this committee meeting, and then the acting DG comes back and will tell us that she was not part of this. And then what do we say? Really, Chair? I just don't see how we must proceed in a first meeting when acting DG is supposed to be here. She's not here. And then we proceed with this meeting. Officials presenting themselves. She's not here. When in all our meetings, the DG presents the officials before they present. And at the end of it all, the DG, as the accounting officer, does have an input, which is the norm in all our committee meetings. But I stand to be corrected, but that is my view, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Before you, Honorable Bergman, I think we must also put it in record that the apology for the DG was only tendered after it was asked, where is the DG? Otherwise, we don't know whether it was going to be tendered or not. So I just want to raise that point. But continue, Honorable Bergman.
Thank you very much, Chair. I find this very distasteful, I must say. You know, if something smells like a fish, looks like a fish, tastes like a fish, it must be a fish. And it's really fishy. It's, you know, for me, you guys went to New York. You might as well have landed in Orlando and went to Disney World, because there's more laughs, more smoke, and more mirrors coming from there than anything else. And I think you would have been treated to much more of the honest truth in Disney World than you would have in New York. And we've got one minister, two deputy ministers, and no answers. Now you've got one acting DG and no agenda. You know, it's I cannot believe that one of the departments that gets the biggest budgets, one of the biggest budgets, and has the two biggest bulls in the crawl, that are still in the crawl, and now nowhere. I remember at the first oversight visit, when Honorable Chetty and the chairperson were saying, "Oof, they couldn't believe that what were the last committee doing for the last 5 years that they allowed such shenanigans to happen." Well, now you're seeing exactly what's been happening, because look at how shenanigans are. Look at how easily shenanigans can happen, because this committee has been played. This committee has been played for the last 2 years that it's sat here. Nothing is moving. Your two bulls in a crawl, the one sitting at home getting paid, the other one's carrying on as if, you know, as if nothing's happened. And yet there's no accountability. And now we get a new acting DG, doesn't have to send an apology, doesn't have to account for it, not even interested, not even bothered to come meet portfolio committee, not even bothered to put in an apology. Knows there's a meeting, because delegates to the two ambassadors to come and present, but not even bothered to make an appearance, not even bothered to put in an apology. You know what, Chair? It's not shame on them. It's shame on us. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Museu. And then I don't know, Honorable Msani still want to have a second bite because I want to close this matter now.
Okay,
and then we
you.
Deal with the way forward.
Thank you, Chairperson, for this opportunity to express myself to what is happening. As you know, that there's always been a complaint of this culture of disrespect of committee members in this department. And we have the opportunity of putting a stop to it or of allowing it to continue. I must appreciate the question that was raised by Honorable Msani about the presence or absence of the DG. And I have to agree with Honorable Swartz, who asked the question whether the meeting should continue without the acting DG. A precedent has been set in all committees that the DG has to introduce the presenters. Now, the question now is it the chairperson who's going to introduce the presenters or who's going to introduce them? Now, if we want to maintain the precedent of the DG being the one to introduce the presenters, I think we need to really, really ask the question sincerely or answer the question sincerely whether the meeting should continue without the acting DG and by so doing violating the precedent that has been set. It is also concerning that we have been having the acting DG for some time now, a few weeks. But we have not met her. She has not been formally introduced to the committee, which I'm not sure whether it's an oversight or it is deliberate. So lastly, Chairperson, I propose that the question of who's going to introduce the presenters must be looked at, and also whether we are violating the precedent that has been set, or we are deviating for it for a while, or what. We need an answer to that question. So thank you, sir.
I see Mr. Lahe's hand. I don't know whether it's the second time or still the old. Do you want to say something before I allow the minister, and then I will then deal with how we conclude this matter.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I just received a notification from the acting DG's office to indicate that she has left the meeting that she was attending and she will be joining this meeting.
Okay. Honorable Minister.
Sorry,
Chair.
Deputy Minister. Chairperson, I just want to really apologize for this oversight that we have done as a department. But I thought because we made arrangement with the minister that the minister must remain in the cabinet because we've got memos to present in the cabinet, then we need to attend the portfolio committee. We took it for granted that the acting DG will be here because it's not a question that you can ask unless if the acting DG has just touched base with us, both of us as deputy ministers, to say, I'm not going to be available and so on. Or she should have just written an apology directly to the committee secretary. So we really apologize for that oversight because what I was concerned of was just really to check whether we have the two presenters with us in the meeting. So I was assured about the two presenters because I take it for granted that the acting DG will be there. So we are very sorry about that as a department. Thank you very much. And we apologize.
Chair.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Deputy Minister.
Sorry, Chair.
I see a lot of hands here. But let me just say, please allow me to share the meeting. Chetty, you don't speak you don't raise your hand with the mouth. You raise it with the hand and I see the hand.
Oh, sorry, Chair. I have a problem with my connection, so I wasn't sure.
Okay, I will give you the second round. But because I want us when we engage and then at the end of the day, we take a final decision. We must really, really in this committee. And I think going forward now, we must not allow any, we must allow the respect of the protocol. Because really what is happening is undermining of the protocol. In fact, by the department itself, undermining itself and then it then in return or then the, and then it then filters to a committee. I think what Honorable Mushe was saying is very true. You know, the person who accounts to the committee about the department is the minister. Now, if the minister is not available as the deputy, then it's the deputy. Then after that is the DG, and below that there is nothing else. So now to hear officials being the one now, so it's an upward delegation now being the one who's forwarding apologies for the DG. It's highly unacceptable. We can listen to the minister. We can listen to the deputy minister as she is apologizing and taking the responsibility in the absence of the minister. But when it comes to the officials, the buck stops with the DG or the acting DG, whoever the case may be. So that one, going forward, must be the order of the day in our meetings. We are not going to accept any deployment of junior officials to the committee without the presence of the DG. And then without the DG informing if he can't make it or she can't make it, the chairperson and say, this is some so-and-so is going to come on my behalf. Honorable Swart, you are the next. No. Honorable Msane. Just Honorable Msane, Swart, Chetty, and Mshu. And then we'll close after those hands.
Thank you very much, Chair. This meeting was going in a very right direction when we proposed that we close this meeting until the DG, acting DG is present to present her people, because first of all, accountability lies with her for this department. So I propose, Chairperson, that we close this meeting, whether she is coming or not. We cannot sit here for 30 minutes deliberating her presence and her absence to make her seem as if she's the most important figure in this department. We, as members of parliament, we've been sitting here for the past 33 minutes, sitting here in the bayoguti, whether she is present or not, whether she respects us or not. It should just be a norm that there's a meeting of a parliamentary committee that has been called, you make yourself present. So, Chairperson, my proposal is that we close this meeting until this department gets its order.
Okay. Are any other hands that are being raised have a different view to the proposal? Because we can't always raise. That's the proposal, and it was made many times. The fact that she is coming here, I don't think she changes. How we're feeling as a committee about how we've been treated. So are there any different views as to what Msane is proposing? But after we have agreed on that one, for official reason, Mrs. Gwela, can I request you to read the apologies for us? Who just informed the committee who apologized?
Thank you, Chair.
Because all apologies must come through you.
Thank you, Chair. One apology that was received was from the Minister of the Ascending Cabinet, and the second one from Honorable Ngola, who will join the meeting a bit late. He's attending another portfolio committee, Chair.
Okay. Only those two apologies that we received.
Yes, Chair.
Okay. Thanks very much. Honorable members, that is the proposal on the table. Swark, do you want to come up with a different view?
I'm not coming up with a different view, Chair. I'm coming up with a view which I initially tabled, but I am saying that, Chair, this department will respect us the day we reject their budget. That is the day this department will respect us, because even today, I want to agree with Honorable Msane that ever since this meeting started, we are just discussing the absence of the acting DG. But what is more appealing, Chair, for me to raise my hand is for Mr. Lahir, Zahir Lahir, to again be the one telling us that the acting DG has disconnected from another meeting to join this meeting. Surely we are being disrespected, Chair, because she was in another meeting. If I heard English properly, he was saying that she, they have now said she's disconnected from another meeting to join this meeting. So this meeting was not important in the first place. So the meeting must just end, Chair, my value, up until the day the acting DG is available to come here for these presentations.
Honorable Chetty, something different. The proposal has been moved and seconded that we close the meeting.
No, Chair. You see, Chair, my problem is this. The Honorable Sane moved, and I was the very next person to say that we second we terminate this meeting. But you allowed it to continue. By allowing it to continue, you've given the officials an opportunity to contact the acting DG to now make yourself present here. So what I'm saying to you, Chairperson, is this. Vala vala manje. No time to play. The department, if they want to sit up with disrespect, we'll show them that two can play the same game. We started off when we started this meeting initially 2 years ago. The two bulls in the call, the Honorable Bergman made mention of, people tried to do the same thing until they got to know that there were new sheriffs in town. The department's going to learn, and you can learn the hard way, including the acting DG, that we have to do work. So, siyavala manje, Chief. Thank you.
Okay. I siyavala, Chief. Siyavala, Mpela. Babu Mfundisi.
Thank you, Chairperson. We are all in agreement that this meeting be closed. But before we close, I just need to ask a question so that the officials in future would be clear in what they are saying. Mr. Leha said that the acting DG cannot be in the meeting. No reason was given. So then he came back later on to say the acting DG has disconnected from another meeting, which means that as he was listening to the complaints of the committee and happiness of the committee, he must have communicated with the acting DG and advise her maybe to come to the meeting. Now, obviously, this is misleading, because when he said she cannot be in the meeting and she did not tell us where she was or the reason why she could not be in the meeting, while we are holding on the fact that she cannot be part of us, then either he or somebody else communicates with her and advise her to come to the meeting. Now, this is not on, this is not correct, and this is unacceptable, because officials must also act with integrity and honesty, as we expect all leaders and MPs to act with honesty and integrity. So what has happened is also unacceptable, and it must be recorded as such. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Yes, the meeting is closed now. Whether she is here or not, is neither here nor there. The meeting is closed, and the chair, because he's here with us, we'll see when you convene the next meeting. But this meeting, as the members have proposed and seconded each other, is duly closed. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah,
thank you, Chair.
Yeah, bonga slalo.
Valiwe, valiwe, Chair. outside of this meeting. thank you, Honorable Members.
Okay, sir.
Oh, Mam Zoom.
Kunjani, sir.
Kunjani, Mkungu Ndlovu.
Hi, right. Ngishoda ngawe.
Oh, hi.
Ngishoda ngawe.
Ngizonjoyela, Mam Zoom.
Okay, so. Yabonga, mntana. So, bye.